So it's bright and early. Good morning. I have Sahib Sach and Harjot with me. How are you?
Good,
Good.
you're
Good,
good, thank
good.
you.
So it looked like you were having a lot of fun yesterday. You went to this place which almost looked like a maze. How was it?
It was really fun, and it was very hard as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we saw lots of corn, and there was some sunflowers. One sunflower was as big as my face.
Wow. That is big. I want to jump into talking a little bit about the campaign, a little bit about modeling. So, Sahib, did you have fun shooting this campaign with Burberry? Such, you also do a bit of modeling, don't you? Is it fun? Now, Sahib, I watched your behind the scenes video that Mum has helped film on your Instagram. I saw you eating some snacks behind the scene, and I wanted to ask, because I saw the plate empty, what was it that you were eating?
Pasta.
Such, what is your favorite food?
Chips.
Now, Sahib, what did you like the most about your outfit?
The t-shirt.
The t-shirt. Such, what was your favorite part about the outfit? About Sahib's outfit?
The
That's what I was gonna say.
jacket.
I really liked the jacket myself. I think it looked very, very cool. Sahib, what do you like doing in your spare time?
Just playing.
Any favorite games you like to play?
Connect Four.
Do you win though?
Only sometimes.
And do you like to pick yellow or red?
Red.
Red, such, does that mean you now have to have yellow?
Yeah, and he only picks red because on the box, a red's got a smiley face and yellow's got a sad face. That's why he picks red.
Oh, I like that. And such, what do you like doing in your spare time?
Drawing.
Drawing. Okay, a bit of an artist. What have you drawn recently?
I've drawn pictures of the seaside, the coast, lots of buildings, like a pathway into loads of buildings
Oh.
and a house.
Okay, I like that. Sounds good. So you've got a little sketchbook with everything in there, all safe. Sahib, what about you? Do you have a favorite kids' TV show at the moment?
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. And Sahib, the answer is going to change as you grow up, but what would you like to be when you grow up currently?
Football player.
I like that. Do you know what team you would probably play for?
Man United.
I used to be a Man United fan when I was younger. Okay, yes, Team Man United. Such, what do you think at this current moment in time would you like to be when you grow up?
Still deciding.
Okay, clever answer, still deciding. Did you enjoy your first football match the other day? Did you? Would you go again?
It's too loud, but I would.
It is very loud. And Harjot, I wish to now ask you, how has the response been since?
Like I said the other day, I was speechless. I think we both were that it reached so many people and it resonated for so many different reasons. But yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better reaction, to be honest.
We literally had a repost. Was it from the creative director of Burberry as well, which
Yeah,
reposted yesterday on your stories? That must be incredible as well.
to be recognized by him is insane. Like he's like the man, in the industry, and he's great. His vision at Burberry has been incredible. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even see it for 2 days, because so many notifications. So when I saw it yesterday, I was like, oh, I missed it. But yeah, no, it was great.
I can imagine there's been a lot of coverage. And have you had more brands reach out to you since for Sahib and such?
Not as many as we thought. There have been a few, and they are brands that we definitely support. But I don't know if people are really ready to change enough. I don't know if it's something that will be in their plan going forward that they've seen this. I don't know if everyone has seen it. I guess within the South Asian community, pretty much everyone's seen it.
But I mean, we've had coverage as well from major, for some papers as well. We had The Independent, of course, Metro and so on, and Vogue India as well. That's touched on it with an article whom you spoke to. So I think that has, it's not just had, UK coverage, it's had international coverage, which is amazing. Did you feel any pressure as parents as soon as you went out into, this huge spotlight? And what were those concerns prior to that?
I don't know if it was a pressure. I think now seeing how people have responded to it, there is a pressure for him growing up that, you don't do anything stupid because people know who you are now. It was more so that he, as long as he enjoys it and he has fun, it's just for him to be, comfortable, confident, and for other kids to say, he's got videos from kids from Canada and America to say, oh, we love it, well done. It's just been really nice. They're like a unit now, and it's really good to see.
Growing up, I know you mentioned at one point that you never used to really see, well, South Asians like us out there amongst such, certain brands. How important has that been now for you to, you know, push diversity out there?
It's been massive. I think growing up with really like a diverse circle, it really makes you the kind of person that you are. And I don't want the kids to not be able to flick magazines or, you know, ads and just see the typical, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. It's great to have every kind of child, but we can't just focus on one because, you know, England and the UK is not like that anymore.
That's also very true. And what advice would you like to give to other parents who wish to put their children into modelling?
It's not easy, and it's really emotive because, you know, brands, why they say no, or why, you know, the briefs aren't coming in from certain brands because you've just seen the kind of kids that they capture normally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that there will be the breakthrough, and he's worked for the biggest British brand ever. It can happen. I'm concerned that is it a one-time thing, and I do hope that brands have really taken notice that they need to do a lot more.
Definitely. I fully agree. Like sometimes I think I was literally saying on my Instagram yesterday, we want to make sure it's not just a tick in a box. Sometimes we want to make sure, you know, they're representing genuinely as a brand.
I do think definitely with Burberry, they have come full circle. I know someone put out about 5 years ago that Burberry had confused two actors. I think it was Riz Ahmed and someone else. And they had brought that up recently. And I just thought, you know, people change, creative teams change. And to be honest, the creative team that we worked with at Burberry were so forward thinking. You know, we shed a tear together because they were so proud of that moment of seeing him. So I just think people are changing, and Burberry definitely have put out, you know, if you just go through their feed and their models, so different.
Excited for that to continue as well. And I know Burberry prior have had two Indian models as well. I think they were both Sikh, but then to now have, you know, I think proper Sikh representation, you know, wearing the vodka as well, I think is absolutely amazing. I know you have mentioned, which I absolutely love and respect as a parent, that when there have been any kind of rejections, you've fully protected the kids from knowing, which is great because you don't want their feelings involved. When would you say would for you be an age where you will be happy for them to know of any rejections?
I think when they're fully conscious and aware, and when they ask, you know, when you do a self-tape or when you have to take videos, they're so young that it just kind of goes out their minds the next minute that they've done this. But if it's something that they would come back and say, oh, mum, remember we did this last week, what happened? Then we would have the discussion. But right now it's not on the top of their list to care.
No, definitely not right now. I would like to thank you so, so much for your time. We look forward to seeing more of you around Sahib and Such. Really looking forward to it. Thank you so much.